Have you ever been hurt by something you did? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. A few months ago, I was having a really bad evening. I was drained and frustrated and trying to do too many things. I was making dinner, putting together a bookshelf, and I was trying to watch TV with my roommate, and I was really frustrated. Well, I was making mashed potatoes, and because I was stirring them a little too aggressively, because again, I was having a rough night, I spilled some of the mashed potatoes on the floor, and they kind of disappeared into the pattern of my floor. So again, in my frustration, I was scooting around pretty fast, and actually, this is 100% true, I slipped on the mashed potatoes and fell on my kitchen floor, and I ended up fracturing my elbow. Talking to someone a few days later at work, he said, "Well, now you know. That's what happens when you get mad." Of course, there were a lot of things at work here that I didn't necessarily have control over, but I did allow myself to internalize my anger and ended up having to face some not so fun consequences. I encourage you to be thinking about this as we dive into today's Devo, It Still Hurts, by A.W. Smith. When you were younger, did you ever get hurt while doing something you knew you weren't supposed to do? Like maybe as a toddler, your parent told you not to touch the hot stove, but you did anyway and got burned. Or maybe when you were a little bit older, you went ahead and built an amateur ramp to jump your bike, even though your babysitter told you not to and you ended up breaking your arm. The best thing to do when we mess up and get hurt is confess what we've done and ask for help. Similar to how we'd confess our disobedience to the adults who are trying to keep us safe, we confess our sin to God. Like a caring parent, God very quickly forgives his children for disobeying. Yet, the pain of the injury might stay for quite a while. As we grow up, we come to find the same principle still holds true. When we disobey God and go against his good ways, he is eager to forgive us. Once we've put our trust in Jesus, believing in his death and resurrection, all our sins have been paid for, past, present, and future. But God doesn't always take away the natural consequence of what we've done. We sometimes have to face those consequences, even after we've been forgiven for our sin. Those consequences might look like broken trust, hurt relationships, lost opportunities, injuries, addiction, and more. But the good news is, Jesus will walk with us as we face all these consequences, holding us in his love and giving us comfort and strength. It helps to remember that for those who trust in Jesus, the consequences of sin are only temporary because he took the punishment for our sin when he died on the cross. So, we don't have to face the ultimate consequence of sin, eternal separation from God. Because he took the punishment for our sin when he died on the cross, we don't have to face the ultimate consequence of sin, eternal separation from God. So one day when we see Jesus face to face, we'll never be in pain again. God always forgives those who trust in Jesus, but he doesn't always take away the consequences of our sin right away. In this broken world, we often experience painful results of wrong things we've done. But if we know Jesus, the consequences won't last forever. Because of his great love for us, he willingly experienced death, the ultimate consequence of our sin, so we don't have to. And he rose again, so we could have eternal life with him. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of a time you had to face the consequence of a sin, even after you confessed it? How could remembering that Jesus walks with us even when we mess up give us hope? As Christians, we don't have to carry the guilt and shame of our sin anymore because Jesus has set us free. Find out more at the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. As you and I can read in Psalm 89, verse 14, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Faithful love and truth go before you. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalms 34, verse 5, as well as, and there's a little list here, chapter 89, verse 14, as well as verses 30 through 34, and Romans 8, verse 1, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you need more daily encouragement? If so, I encourage you to head over to Instagram and give us a follow at Unlocked Devo. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about being worried with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. Because Jesus has said, Jesus is. Those hisses always are, they're just always hard.